News, I'm Rich Thomason. A 25-year-old man, a U.S. military service member, has died after setting himself on fire yesterday afternoon outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., reportedly yelling, "Free Palestine."
A spokeswoman for the U.S. Air Force confirmed that the incident involved an active-duty airman, but the authorities have so far declined to say whether it was a form of protest. It's not the first incident of self-immolation outside an Israeli diplomatic mission in the U.S. since the conflict between Israel and Hamas erupted in October. In December, one person set themselves on fire in front of the Israeli consulate in the state of Georgia. On that occasion, remnants of a Palestinian flag were found at the scene, and police said it appeared to be an extreme act of political protest.
The BBC's Warren Bull. Also at SRNNews.com, following her loss in the South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley is losing a big source of campaign funding. As reported first by Politico, Americans for Prosperity is ending its support of the Haley campaign, but Haley is not throwing in the towel.
Now that Donald Trump's made it four in a row with his win in South Carolina, the next contest comes Tuesday in Michigan.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
But Nikki Haley isn't giving up, saying many voters want an alternative.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel announcing plans to step down March 8th. Former President Trump has endorsed North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley to succeed McDaniel as the RNC chair. On Wall Street, the Dow 56 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 31 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage this month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and is not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating that marriage can only be the union of one man and one woman. This is SRN News. Inflation-weary consumers, and yes, maybe you're one of them, are revolting against sky-high prices by changing their shopping habits.
Fed up with prices that remain about 19% higher on average than they were before the pandemic, consumers are pushing back. In grocery stores, they're shifting away from name brands to store brand items, switching to discount stores, or simply buying fewer items like snacks or gourmet foods. The trend has been most visible with food and everyday consumer goods like napkins and paper towels. More Americans are also opting for used cars, forcing some dealers to come up with incentives for new car buyers. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Hungarian parliament set to ratify Sweden's bid to join NATO, likely bringing an end to more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance as it seeks to expand in response to Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. Once again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 98 points. More details at srnnews.com.